It is 7:35. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. In many ways, this is a voice from the past. I'm actually recording this segment on Saturday for air on Tuesday. I'm at the intersection of 15th and Rangeline in Joplin. Today, Tuesday, is the first anniversary of the deadly Joplin tornado. The EF5 tornado hit this town at supper time with winds estimated at 300 miles an hour. It killed 161 people, making it the seventh worst tornado in U.S. history. The damage in Joplin alone is a staggering $3 billion. I'm very familiar with Joplin. Early in my career, I spent almost a decade here. A lot of young broadcasters started in Joplin. I lived in the same apartment complex as now NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams. We often swapped shop talk at the complex swimming pool. I got married while living in Joplin. We bought our first house in Joplin, and our daughter was born here. I am back not so much as a reporter, but as a sightseer. Our home was just a few blocks from the Joplin High School, which was destroyed, but our old house looks pretty much like it did 30 years ago when we bought it. It does appear one of the trees may have had some damage. I never liked that tree. Its sap always stuck to the car. We bought groceries at the Dillon Supermarket over on 20th Street. It was a nice store. It's where we were first introduced to generic products. Back then, they came in black and white packaging. The supermarket took a direct hit from the storm. The store, where a young married couple redeemed coupons from the Sunday Joplin Globe, is but a memory. Rangeline Road is the main drag on the east side of Joplin, and it's where the tornado was the strongest. On payday Fridays, we would meet friends at Jim Bob's for a steak dinner and beer. On those non-payday Fridays, we met at the Taco Hut for dinner and a beer. I always got the number 7. I don't remember what it was, I just remember the number. Both Jim Bob's and Taco Hut are gone. Rangeline is also the home of what was once called the world's largest Walmart. The store was torn down in favor of a larger store and then another. What took the Waltons generations to build at this location was gone in an instant. People were killed here and just up the street at the Home Depot. In 1982, my wife was in a car crash. She spent a week at St. John Hospital. The medical facility was so damaged by the tornado that the multi-structure hospital was scrapped, and a new hospital is being built about 2 miles away, next to I-44. It is probably best. The ground on which the damaged facility was located was so undermined from Joplin's glory days as a mining town that more than once I covered a news story when the parking lot collapsed under the weight of a car. Even businesses not damaged by the tornado are gone. When Carol was pregnant with our daughter, she craved Fred and Reg chili. It's Joplin's equivalent to Ike's. What we call three-way chili in Tulsa is called Spaghetti Red here. We bought it in pints and kept it in the freezer for those 3 a.m. cravings that only a woman can understand. Founded in 1923, Fred and Red's is now closed. I don't know why, but I can speculate. Joplin today is rebuilding, and it seems to be growing. While this former resident is nostalgic for the Joplin of old, one can't help but be excited for what may be ahead. It is 7:39 now. From Joplin, you're listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.